There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right, this is an interesting email, though. I got to read this to you, okay? Because we're talking about the James Holmes Aurora, Colorado pleading insanity case. We're talking about insanity and what makes you recused from crime because of an insanity plea. But this was an interesting email I got that I found, seems to relate to what we're talking about. Actually, no, it doesn't, but I'll read it anyway, okay? Scott writes, I think my wife has a mental illness. No joke. But she won't get checked out. She talks to herself a lot. Crazy a lot. What do I do if my wife doesn't want to get checked out and I think something's wrong with her? Okay, I thought my husband wrote this, but he didn't. This came from another IP address. So, no, I know. I was like, see, I talk to myself a lot, too. All right, and I don't talk to myself because I have no friends. You know, when is talking to yourself a mental illness? Well, I mean, if you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so stupid. You know, I completely deleted the whole draft, and, oh, why am I so stupid? Okay, I do that a lot. But that, to me, isn't talking to myself. I'm not expecting myself to answer me back, okay? I talk to the cats. I do. I even talk to the cats in Spanish. Gatitos. I like to practice my Spanish, and sometimes they just don't understand English. When I say no pee-pee house, you know, stop doing pee-pee house, you know, where they pee-pee in the house, they sometimes don't understand that, so I go, no arena la casa. And then the cat kind of looks at me like, oh, really? So I have no idea what language my cat speaks. So if I have to say it in German, Nacht, well, then the Nacht is night. I forget why. Anyway, but if I have to speak in multiple languages to these cats, I'll do it. That doesn't mean I'm crazy. Okay, now, if I thought my cat was speaking back to me, now, I do think animals do communicate with you, but if I thought the cat was, let's say, like Shakeyboo, if I thought the cat was talking to me and going on Facebook and actually talking to me on Facebook, which, by the way, my cat does have a Facebook account, I really hope this isn't my husband that made this email. I made a Facebook account for the cat because I wanted him to be able to convey and communicate. Apparently the cat can type with his little paws. You know, he kind of goes, you know, so he could type. I don't know what he's typing, though, but I thought it would be nice. All right, you know what? I'll go seek some help. But listen, he does bring up a good point on what to do if you have a spouse that you think really has a problem. Alcoholism, addiction to the internet, sex addiction, anger management issues, etc. It is so difficult to get a spouse to a doctor. You know, one of the things I always say is, first, you need to talk to your doctor or talk to your therapist about what's going on. Okay? And many times they will recommend, I mean, assuming you are safe and he's not or she isn't, you know, committing any crimes and the kids aren't in danger, okay? Because if that's the case, then the authorities get involved. But if you're like, I don't know, you know, I think she has an addiction internet or an internet addiction, or I think she, may have some mild schizophrenia, or I think she has bipolar, or I think he has, you know, if you have concerns about that, you know, you can't have the authorities jump on everything. I mean, if spouses were allowed to diagnose their wife or husband, okay, with mental illness and get the authorities involved, we would have nobody out there on the streets to do what they need to do. Right, so I mean, there has to be some sort of filter. But what I usually recommend whenever I have a patient suggest that is I say, listen, you're going through some issues yourself. You're having trouble sleeping, et cetera. Bring your spouse in because I'd like to see, I'd like your husband to be here or your wife to be here so we could discuss what the game plan is and what we need to do to heal as a family. All right, and then we get them in, and it's not that we're trying to do an intervention and we're not trying to, you know, ambush them, but we're like, okay, look, you know, your wife's having a lot of trouble sleeping, okay, and, you know, why do you think she's having trouble sleeping? I don't know, she worries about everything. She always worries about everything, okay? She's citing that there's money issues, and, you know, she also feels alone because you're not home. You know, and I'm not saying this to put you on the defense, but, why do you think she feels that way? Well, you know, yeah, you know, we've lost some money, we've had some bad times, et cetera, you know, and, you know, what are you guys spending your money on? Where's a lot of your money going? Well, you know, we do this, and yeah, you know, a lot of times I could get the spouse to admit something's going on. All right. A lot of times I could do it. And again, I know I'm rushing through this because we're coming up on break soon. But trust me, when I have a nice hour, I could spend some great time trying to bring this stuff out. And then going, okay, so look, you know, we got to deal with your sleep. We got to deal with your issues. All right. But I don't see this problem going away if we still have the issues of, you know, you're gambling, there's only X amount of money, you know, do you think you also, you know, could use some help? You know, maybe we, you know, set up some sort of a family therapy session where we get some to the root of what could be going on in terms of your appeal to the casino. You know, your appeal to gambling, your appeal to this. And what do we, you know, I would like to get some help. I don't like the fact that I gamble a lot. Yeah, I get this a lot where some people actually don't like the fact that they gamble or they drink or they overeat or they're on narcotics. I get people to that. I had one patient taking injecting black tar heroin. He didn't want to do that. I don't want to do that, Dahlia. I really don't. Help me. Gosh, when they say that, oh my gosh, there's so much we could do. So, you know, I would say if you have a family member where you're concerned that there's something going on, all right, and again, you can't, let's say you bring your wife into the doctor. You can't sit there and gang up on her going, she's got bipolar, doc, go and treat her, okay? You know, how you have to bring it up is, look, you know, can we talk to you about her symptoms, doctor? And, you know, she's having trouble sleeping, and I'm worried about her because I really want my wife getting some good sleep. She seems to be anxious. She seems to be unhappy, and I want her happy. I love her. You know, can we get to the root of what possibly could be going on, why this is happening? Right? As opposed to saying, you know, my wife is this, 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 and this, put her away in an institution. That's not the way to do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Aurora, Colorado shooter, James Holmes, is finally being put to trial after he has been accused of, which I don't think his defense is even trying to question, killing multiple people at the Dark Knight Rises shooting. Aurora, Colorado, airing in a theater in Aurora, Colorado, July 20th, 2012. He was 24 years old at the time, drops out of school, having had seen multiple psychiatrists in the past, collects about 6,000 rounds of ammunition and 4 weapons, dresses up, dyes his hair red, dresses up as the Joker, sneaks into the back door of one of the theaters, starts to throw some smoke bombs in there, and although the viewers thought this was a promotional deal because of a highly hyped up up midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises, he then starts to shoot people. His home was booby-trapped, and it looked like there was a lot of thought in this. He killed over 12 people and injured 70, and he was apprehended within 90 seconds of the shooting, charged with more than 140 counts of murder and attempted murder, 2 counts for each victim. And what did he plead? Insanity. He pled insanity in 2013. So the defense is going to say he was in the throes of a psychotic episode, all right, so that he could avoid the death penalty, and he may also get life in prison. But if he is found not guilty, then he will be in a mental hospital indefinitely, just like John Hinckley Jr., Ronald Reagan's shooter. All right, so, you know, this not guilty by reason of insanity, or NGRI, all right, when, you know, prosecutors use, when defending attorneys use this, okay, they're admitting that the alleged crime, James Holmes committed the crime, but he should not be held criminally responsible because of his mental state. So according to Colorado revised statutes listed, okay, it says here that they define the applicable test of insanity, and there's two separate tests, okay, and a defendant only needs to meet the criteria for one of the tests to be insane. So the first test says, quote, a person who is so diseased or defective in mind at the time of the commission of the act as to be incapable of distinguishing right from wrong with respect to the acts is not accountable, hence not guilty by reason of insanity. So somebody who looks at a bunch of kids and says those kids are evil and these kids are going to try and kill everybody and I need to kill this group of kids because I think that's the thing to do. And that person is so messed up and does that, that it would save him by not guilty by reason of insanity. They say the disease or defective mind cannot be caused by moral obliquity or moral depravity, all right, which is defined as having a personality disorder like antisocial personality disorder or psychopathy. That's kind of reviewed in the DSM behavioral disorder book, in our Bible for behavioral disorder. The disease or defective mind cannot be caused by a passion growing out of anger, revenge, hatred, or other motives and kindred evil conditions. That is considered then a crime of passion. Okay? The disease or defective mind cannot be caused by antisocial behavior or repeated criminal conduct. All right? So basically, if you were so angry or hatred, etc., and you wanted to, like, who was the one that just, oh my gosh, Jodi Arias. Okay? She probably would not be able to get the not guilty by reason of insanity because it could have been a passion growing out of anger, revenge, hatred, or other motives or kindred evil conditions, okay? That would then prevent her from trying to plead insanity. The defense for James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, could use that because it's not like he knew the people, all right? This was a killing of random people, even though we don't think it was random. He purposely picked a theater that was showing The Dark Knight and dressed up as it, etc. But you see, lawyers are brilliant at interpreting the law. That's what they do. That's their art. So if they could say, look, all right, you know, this wasn't a crime of passion, it wasn't a crime of anger, he was so diseased and had no idea that what he was doing was wrong, he thought he was the Joker, then he could be ruled possibly insane. Here's the second test. A person who suffered from a condition of mind caused by mental disease or defect that prevented the person from forming a culpable mental state that is an essential element of a crime charged cannot be held criminally responsible. So I basically, if his mental disease or defect was so bad where he could not then regroup a competent mental frame of mind, all right? And, you know, I guess, again, it's a way to say that he was so out of it, okay, in terms of not being sane. Then a mental disease or defect includes only those severely abnormal mental conditions that grossly or demonstrably impair a person's perception or understanding of reality, all right? So somebody would look at maybe schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. Sometimes that could be a cognitive disorder, like an intellectual disability. Intellectual disabilities used to be called mental retardation, so now they call them intellectual disabilities. In rare cases, sometimes personality disorders could be considered a mental disease. So if this guy thought he was the Joker, if he thought, you know, this is something that he needed to do, all right, maybe narcissistic personality disorder. And a mental disease or defect cannot be caused by voluntary ingestion or alcohol or drugs. So if the person kills somebody when he is drunk, he is still criminally responsible, even though at the time he did not know he was doing something at the time. But if somebody else drugs him and then tries to drive home, and then, oh, so somebody else drugs him and then he drives home running over somebody, then he may not be criminally responsible because somebody else put him into that state. So then you got the mens rea, or the culpable mental state. It refers to the state of mind necessary to be found guilty of the crime charge. So, knowingly, was there general intent? Now, this is where I think I'm hoping the jury sees through all this. Okay? Was there general intent to commit the crime as charged? When the person is aware that his or her conduct is practically certain to cause the result. Yeah. He knew how to enter. He knew what to do to distract. He knew how to execute this. This wasn't somebody running out in the middle of the street, not knowing what the heck he was doing, randomly just shooting, going on a bender. This is somebody who calculated the door. He knew where was being screened. I think he even bought tickets. So to me, the knowingly, with intent, specific intent to commit the crime as charged. The conscious objective is to cause the specific result. There was an objective and there was a result with deliberation. Okay, this is the mens rea degrees. The person has thought about whether or not the crime should happen and whether or not it should happen in a particular manner, and it relates to either the end result or the means to achieve that end. So deliberation, like deliberating, if you are going to do that, it could be a matter of seconds. But you putting thought into it, okay, puts you into a culpable mental state or mens rea to be found guilty of the crime charge. And then recklessly, the person consciously disregards the substantial risk that his or her actions will cause the results. So you deciding to shoot a firearm and just, you know what, I'm going to, you know, shoot at that rabbit and I'm going to teach my kids how to shoot, la, 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 and a bullet ricochets and hits a neighbor, he's going to be guilty of that, okay? You can't be, you know. So, you know, when you look at what the prosecutors have to do, once you have this not guilty by reason of insanity, okay, it's an affirmative defense because it's basically saying we're agreeing that he did this, okay, but, all right, you know, he was insane at the time. The burden of proof falls on the prosecution, where the prosecution has to then prove that the accused was sane beyond a reasonable doubt. So, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But as far as I'm concerned, just like Jared Loughner, who I think pleaded insanity with the Congressman Gabby Giffords shooting, if you go through all that work to execute this, okay, I'm sorry, this insanity thing is a complete farce for this particular defendant, and this guy needs to be put away, if not death penalty. He is a danger to society. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're finding that just 1 hour a day is enough to put these kids at risk for obesity. 1 hour a day of TV, I should say, not eating. TV. So a new study has researchers calling for stricter recommendations on screen time for kids following evidence that suggests watching only an hour of TV a day is linked to unhealthy weight. Researchers from the University of Virginia analyzed data from more than 11,000 children and found kindergartners and first graders who watched an hour of TV a day were less likely to be overweight or obese than were more likely, I'm sorry, to be overweight or obese than children who watch for less than 60 minutes, I was going to say. So the childhood obesity epidemic in the United States has obviously been a huge topic over the last few years. Michelle Obama's campaign, Let's Move, and also her changing the school lunches, which it looks like a lot of people aren't eating because they look kind of disgusting. But I really commend Michelle Obama for making this one of her initiatives in terms of getting kids to move. I agree. All right. And I agree that school lunches do need to be healthier. According to the CDC, childhood obesity has more than doubled in children and quadrupled in adolescents in the past 30 years. The CDC estimated that in 2012, the most recent data available, more than one third of children and adolescents were overweight and obese. We've also been talking about how this is probably one of the biggest threats to our national security as these kids, as they go into their teenage years and then young adulthood, are not going to be physically fit for our military. So, previous research has found a link between obesity and screen time, but we thought, okay, kids watching a lot of TV a day was an issue. Now we're looking at just a short amount of time, 1 hour, which is like one show. I remember when we were little, there was Sesame Street, there was Mr. Rogers, there was Captain Kangaroo, and there was Electric Company and Via Allegra. Okay? Now, I was a skinny little kid running around. And I didn't see... Oh, Via Allegra was a really, really good show. It would mix Spanish and English, so I learned a lot of Spanish. You know? Even on Sesame Street. Abierto? Cerrado. Abierto? Cerrado. So, like, the opening and closing of the door. Really important, honestly. We need to have more shows that kind of teach us both languages and get these kids learning. But I didn't sit and watch TV. I mean, I went to... You know, when my mom worked, I was in preschool. When my mom did at work, I was running around doing chores, helping her, seeing some TV, taking a nap, playing with the dog. The TV was on in the background, but I wouldn't sit there for the whole hour and watch it. Nowadays, and she didn't want me to just sit there watching the TV. In fact, I remember when I was, my parents yelled a lot. So, you know how you start, you know, the hair is starting to, you know, straighten on the back of your neck? I remember when I would be sitting there watching, even as a teenager, like Dukes of Hazzard or MacGyver or something, when my parents would walk in the room, I would already start getting nervous because you really weren't supposed to just sit there and watch a TV show. All right, we were supposed to maybe fold laundry while watching TV or clean or dust or whatever in the TV. But to actually sit there watching TV was kind of a treat. All right? And I remember being afraid, you know, that I would get in trouble for actually just sitting there staring at a television show. You know, and then when we got older, then, you know, my mom would be like, oh, you know, David Addison is pretty cute. You know, it's Bruce Wells. All right, I'll watch this with you. All right, so then we started to watch more TV. But, you know, no, we didn't really sit down and watch a television show together, nothing like that. All right, TV was not how we focused, how we did family time. Family time was dinner, and then everybody had to do their homework and get stuff done, and it was a rarity to get to sit down and watch TV. Now, TV is on from the second people walk in the house to when they leave. Only recently have I started to see television start to go down. My kids do not have a favorite TV show. I mean, they'll say they like Key and Peele or South Park or something like that, and then I yell at them for watching South Park. What? But they don't really sit there and tape or sit there and watch TV. They're really more into video games. So maybe just because my kids are now turning into teenagers, but they really don't sit there and watch a television show. You know, I mean, one wants to watch Game of Thrones, and I'm going to wait a little bit because Game of Thrones is still pretty, there's a lot of sexual content in there. But, oh, I know, man, it was so good last night. I got to tell you, Game of Thrones is so good. It's such a good story. I hope it goes on and on and on. Anyway, Vikings has been awesome also, and Vikings is based on a true story, so that's, like, way cool. So that, unfortunately, is going to end eventually, but not yet. So, yeah, 1 hour. All right. And I don't know what it is about why TV. Okay. You know, I'm really more worried about computers right now. And I think they're going to start studying that more and more, where high amounts of computer use. But, one study found that the average U.S. kindergartner watched 3.3 hours of TV a day. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends limiting children and teens to fewer than 2 hours of daily screen time. But now, according to this study, they're saying maybe we should cut it to 1 hour. The problem is daily screen time. These kids got their games, they got their videos, and now what's really complicating things is their homework is online. So I grounded my kid, I grounded both kids multiple times this last school year. And the grounding couldn't last because they had to access their computer for school. I'm like, what? What? Everything is now online. Everything is digital. In fact, my son's school gave an iPad out, kind of similar to what they were doing in LA, where all his books now are on the iPad. So he doesn't have to go and travel and schlep books around. He gets to just go on the iPad. So then I'm like, okay, well, no video games. They're like, okay, and I go, and no Skyping your friends. Okay, mom. So, you know, I walk in. They're giggling on the computer. I'm like, what the heck is this? Like, well, you know, my assignment is a group project, so I'm not Skyping and doing fun stuff. I'm working with my friends on Skype. I'm like, what the hell is this? By the way, am I the only one that can't stand how Skype completely changes the way you have to walk around in your house? Okay, I cannot walk around in my house now in my pajamas or in my underwear. Not that I really do anyway, because my kids are getting older and they don't want to see that. But, you know, I like to come home and you know, take the bra off from under the shirt and just kind of, you know, walk around with the shirt on, but not, you know, a lot of underwear, loose clothes, etc. And I can't do that now because, Mom, we're on Skype. I'm like, what the hell? So I have to be, like, completely dressed up. Because I have no idea what's going on. And then they stopped the video part of it, but the verbal. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I am so sick of Obamacare. This is blah, 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 blah. And I start going off about my day to my husband. And all of a sudden, my son goes, Mom, you're on Skype. I'm like, what? So the whole, I mean, all his friends hear what I have to say. They all see what I wear. It's ridiculous. And I can't bust my kids and ground them because they're sitting there doing homework on Skype. And that's how they do group work projects. So I think it's a bunch of bullcrap, and computers definitely change the way we do things. And so the only time I could yell at my kid or cuss at them or tell them what I really need to tell them is in the car. Unless, of course, the car is on Uconnect, and now we're having a whole big conversation there as well. Or he's Skyping on his phone. And my kids are smart, all right? They think if I'm going to yell at them, Mom, you're on Skype. Okay, so you know what I do? I take their phone, I take the computer, I throw it, and then, you know, they yell and they leave and they, you know, yeah. Good, good. I still have some control. All right, so cut back on the TV. If you notice, nobody's complaining about radio. Nobody's ever saying radio causes obesity. So, except those of us in radio, we always start to gain weight because you sit for a few hours to do your show. Oh, see? You sit, you get all comfortable, you know, yeah. So I think a lot of us on radio start to gain weight. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we have grad students creating a device that could detect marijuana among drivers. This is going to be very helpful. And, sorry, air pollution, shrinking the brain. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Where else will we be? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who fell asleep without charging your phones and woke up this morning without any battery, I hear you. Especially since my alarm clock was on my battery on my phone. So that really, really stinks. Luckily, I have two cats of the three that like to walk across my face when it's time for them to eat, and they were able to wake me up. The thing is, it's really screwy, is I could swear I plugged in the phone. So I think there's something kooky with my phone. All right, so here we go. Air pollution, all right, may be, quote-unquote, shrinking our brain. There was a new study looking at 943 adults, and they MRI scanned their brains. And the research team, I guess, scanned subjects above 60 years of age in New England and compared their brain structure and size. The study results were compared to pollution levels at the place of residence of the study subjects, with 2 micrograms per cubic meter higher pollution fine particle, all right, 2 micrograms, the brain volume reduced by 0.32% on average. Car exhaust and other vehicle-related pollution is the main cause of fine particle pollution. The research team also found higher risk of silent stroke among individuals living in more polluted environment. A silent stroke can be noticed in brain scans, and that is some pretty scary stuff. Silent strokes increase the risk of dementia, lead to poor cognitive function, and with 2 micrograms per cubic meter increase in pollution, your silent stroke risk was higher than 46%. All right, so what does this mean? I don't know. I can't move. Now, what I do now live a little bit more in the outskirts of the city. But, you know, I got to tell you guys something. I don't know how much more you're protecting yourself sometimes in the outskirts of these cities. Like, you know, for example, like where I live, we're in Las Vegas. All right. And so there's a lot of, you know, cement and asphalt and the city itself and the resort corridor strip. Absolutely gorgeous. Phenomenal. We got Ferris Wheel now and Stratosphere and Venetian, all sorts of MGM. Awesome hotels. Wynn, you'll love it. Bellagio. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay. And we're saying goodbye to the Riviera, which I'll talk about later this week. The Riviera, a very famous hotel, which, you know, was part of my old stomping ground years ago. And sorry to see that go, but, you know, but when you live along the outskirts, you forget that it's desert, right? And we are surrounded by dust. And so if I'm not living near polluted areas of the city, you know, maybe valley-type areas, but I'm living maybe along the outskirts, there's dust. And now you're breathing in the dust. And so how healthy is that? So, you know, I think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Where you're really doing well is when you're out there up in Alaska or in the middle of God's country in Montana and Wyoming. And you're out there and you're just, you know, among the trees and the forest and stuff. I think you're doing pretty good there. Although, there are a lot of, like, you know, animals and poop, you know, along the stuff you could be breathing in, but that's all right. I mean, I'm breathing in my cat's poop, you know, as we speak. Alyssa Wicker, a researcher in the Cardiovascular Epidemiology Research Unit at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, said the amount of change in brain volume is equivalent to about 1 year of aging. These new results may help the researchers understand what could be going on between air pollution and serious outcomes like stroke and cognitive impairment. This is a very easy study, people. All you have to do is take a look at people who have lived in L.A., New York, city proper, metropolitan area their whole lives, all right? And you take a look and you see how many more people have dementia per, I mean, it's got to be relative because obviously, you know, L.A. And New York are the most populous cities in the country, but still, all right? And you look at Atlanta, you look at Dallas, Texas, you look at, you know, Jackson, Mississippi, you know, look at all these country, all these cities, all right, take a look at their pollution, and then you see if there's more stroke. But I got to tell you, man, you know, the dust me and my family are breathing in, I don't know how much better that is. All right, and then, you know, are our brains shrinking? You know what study I want to do? I want to look at memory loss and Ambien. I cannot tell you how many of you guys are coming into my office and you are saying, you know what, I'm just forgetting things. You know, like me. Look at me on my show. I'm like, what was I going to talk about? All right. You know, and I don't take Ambien a lot or anything like that. But you know, I'm wondering if sleep aids are causing memory loss, too. So anyway, in addition to pollution, I would also look at that. All right. Now, one thing that we know does have effect on memory is marijuana. All right. The noobs. And graduate students have created a device that can detect marijuana use among drivers. This is something we need as we are legalizing marijuana across the United States, state after state after state. We have no idea how to tell if a driver is impaired. One, we want to make sure that people aren't impaired and under the influence while they're driving. But two, we don't want you falsely accused of being at fault for something just because you smoked a couple weeks ago and you still have it in your system. So we needed to protect you, and we needed to protect others. Two Ohio graduate students have invented a device that would allow law enforcement officers to determine how much THC, which is the active ingredient of marijuana, is in a motorist system during traffic stops. The Plain Dealer reports that two biomedical engineering graduate students at the University of Akron, I don't know if they're single. I don't know. Good question. Hope to market their roadside testing device to states where marijuana use has been legalized. Miriam Crow and Kathleen, see the ladies. See, I know, ladies out there are like, wait a second. You know, these are women graduate students, right? Power of the ovary. Miriam Crow and Kathleen Sitzling's device tests saliva to determine the concentration of pot's active chemical in the bloodstream. Police must now wait weeks to get results from blood tests for marijuana use. So this is a saliva test. Pretty damn cool. The two women recently received a $10,000 Inventors Award. Wait a second, I came up with the skin mark panty liners for men. Where's my award? This is ridiculous. Wait. They come up with the marijuana saliva. See, all the money's going towards marijuana now. Nothing on some of the deep problems that we all deal with. Anyway, they received a $10,000 Inventors Award. They previously received Ohio Third Frontier funding to help their device, which they are calling the Canny Buster. All right, I know you guys are giggling because you can think of other jokes like that. But good for them. I mean, you know, here's the thing. We are legalizing marijuana faster than we are dealing with the whole logistic ramifications of that. And even though I am for the legalization of marijuana because it will allow us to study it more so medically and figure out how to incorporate it into our medical treatment, I am not happy with the speed at which it's being legalized before society has a chance to catch up. I think legalizing marijuana is fine, as long as we already have the societal network in place on how to deal with the driving impairment, children not getting a hold of it, workers' comp issues in terms of, you know, is a worker allowed to be under the influence, that kind of thing. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Chipotle was back in the news. The guys at GCN, they love going to Chipotle, and so they probably know more about what's going on with Chipotle than I do. In fact, they're probably eating. Yeah, exactly. You guys know a lot more. But I guess Chipotle's ingredients are now no longer going to include genetically modified organisms. The problem is I think most Chipotle eaters really doesn't care. I mean, Chipotle is yummy. You know, if you told me you were going to change the recipe on a piece of prime rib, I would say I don't really care. I just, you know, just let me eat my prime rib and let me be happy. But apparently Chipotle may now, although the page is unresponsive, apparently my web page is unresponsive, probably because the web page master is eating Chipotle. So we'll have to probably talk about this next time. No longer using GMO. So I don't think it makes a difference. Everybody loves Chipotle anyway, and now they're going to even be happier. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down. In a little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.